Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light. We are live and also live on Facebook. I am live. You can go to my Facebook page, see me. But to hear the whole show and our guest, Reverend Gregory Keene, psychic medium from Lilydale, you need to call into the show. You also can click on the show on Blog Talk Radio. All the links that you would need is on my Facebook page or on Journey into the Light. But you need to listen to the radio show to hear everybody, meaning the guests, myself, and the callers, and the music, everything. The Facebook, you'll hear just me. But we also have a chat room going on in Facebook. We had a lot of fun on the last show that we had Little T on for 90 minutes. We really had a lot of fun. This show is on for an hour with Greg Keene from Lilydale. And like I said, Greg has been up in Lilydale for 45 years plus. To speak to Greg, call into the show, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. I'm going to play a song, let people call in and stuff before I go into any detail. Here's a beautiful song. If you're thinking about a loved one that is on the other side, I always think of my parents, and I always think of, I'll be there one day soon, Mom and Dad. They've been gone for 40 years. My dad's been gone 40 years. My mom, 37 years. And I think of this song a lot, saying, you'll be there. So it's a beautiful song. Listen to the words, and we'll be back live here. You can start calling. You can start donating. We ask folks, you know, to please, for the mission, donate $25. And we'll you come on to speak to Greg for up to a 10-minute reading tonight. So, you know, many people go and they buy readings, but here you could go do the same by actually donating, and it goes for a great cause. When you can move someone from being homeless to having their own place, or if you saw the video of Charles when he, you know, when I helped him out last Saturday night, it was almost dark already, and saw his reaction, or Melvin, it just goes on, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's what we're supposed to be doing as spiritual light workers. If you absolutely can't donate, like, you know, you're down to change or whatever, and still call in. We'll try to work in, you know, as many people as we can, like we always do, and here's a song that I promised for you guys. And I'll be right back here with Greg Keene on Journey in the Light.
Well, hope is an anchor and love is a ship. Time is the ocean, and life is a trip. You don't know where you're going till you know where you're at. And if you can't read the stars, well, you better have a map, a compass and a conscience so you don't get lost at sea or on some old lonely island where no one wants to be. From the beginning of creation, I think our Maker had a plan for us to leave these shores and sail beyond the sand and let the good light guide us through the waves and the wind to the beaches in a world where we have never been. And we'll climb up on the mountain, y'all, we'll let our voices ring. When those who've never tried it, they'll be the first to sing. Oh my, I'll see you on the other side. if I make it. And it might be a long, hard ride, but I'm gonna take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't have a prayer. I let the weather take me anywhere, but I know that I wanna go where the streets are gold, cause you'll be there. Oh my, my. Don't bring nothing with you here, and you can't take nothing back. I ain't never seen a hearse with a luggage rack, so I've torn my knees up praying, scarred my back from falling down. I spent so much time flying high till I'm face first in the ground. So if you're up there watching me, would you talk to God and say, tell him I might need a hand to see a bow someday. Oh my, my. So I see you on the other side, if I make it. And it might be a long, hard ride, but I wanna take it. Sometimes it seems that I don't have a prayer. Let the weather take me anywhere, but I know that I wanna go where the streets are gold, cause you'll be there. Oh my, my. Cause you'll be there. Oh my.
We are live on Journey into the Light, and we are glad that you are here. The show is all about helping you, the listener, the caller, and for helping those in need. They may be listeners, they may be homeless, they may need just a lifting hand to get home. Or they may need just groceries for the week. Or for folks like Burles, who we helped move from homeless at the age of 14 to having his own place at age 66. He's finally got a place he calls home. And I know a lot of you have heard the story, but there's a lot of new people on every single show. And the action part of what we actually do is really important. Or like Charles, the video that's posted on Facebook today where we helped him and Charles' expression, because that was the money he needed to pay his rent on his garage apartment. It may not seem a lot for people out there with big houses and things, a garage apartment, but for Charles and for Burles, it's everything. And when Charles said on the video, just naturally, when he looked up to the sky and he said, thank you, Jesus, that was everything. That just told me, you know, we're doing good. We're doing good, love and action community. And we're going to keep on doing. God above is watching and he's approving of what we're doing. And we're going to do more. We're going to help more. We're going to continue to help the folks we're helping. But we're going to expand it. And we're going to make it grow. And that is where you guys that are listening or calling in can help out with a donation if you can. So we ask the folks that can, and this resonates to your heart, because this being a spiritual family, if we don't resonate with this, you have to ask yourself, who will? Who will? You know, Daniel Brinkley says it so beautifully in Why I repeat it is it struck me smack dab in my face when I first started this show almost 10 years ago, because this show didn't really start off where it is today. It really started off more as a paranormal show, really. But when Danian said, Michael, he said, think about this. If God couldn't come today and sent you instead, what would you see on your life review that you and God did? And when you think of that, that really makes you really look at, you know, what have I accomplished? What have I done? You know, because I don't know, a lot of the listeners are my age, some are younger, but when you start getting up there in years and you look at your accomplishments and things that you've done, I just want to be remembered as, you know, not a rich man, because I'm not, just someone that cared enough to help his brothers and sisters. And if you agree with me and you can help, please give a donation. We ask folks to donate $25 for a 10-minute reading. If you could do more, that's awesome. And the last thing I'm going to add is on the show page and also on my Facebook page, we're adding something to this that I think is very beautiful. If you know the story of Lourdes, France, St. Bernadette, how St. Bernadette was instructed by Mother Mary to start digging in a spot of just dirt, and that a river would come, a stream would come. And she had the faith to do as instructed. And as she was digging, water started to emerge. And all of a sudden, before long, there was a stream of water in Lourdes, France that's still there today that millions flock to. And miracles happen, because when Bernadette took that water and gave it to her sick brothers and sisters, they were cured. Their miracle happened. And I saw a show not too long ago that looked into certain areas and people that profess to do miracles. And they basically debunked every one of them except Lourdes, France. And they said people, and they interviewed a lot of people that came from all around the world with all kinds of illnesses and had a miraculous healing. And they said at the end of the show, there's one place that people still go for miracles, and that's Lourdes, France. So what we're doing is we're, I don't know if you say partnering or not, but we're adding the Lourdes, France, Mother Mary as, gosh, help me with these words, but part of this mission. And so folks who go and they donate $100 to the mission, we're going to give out a love gift of a, you see it on the show page, of a glass, blue, beautiful bottle of Mother Mary on the bottle, and with Lourdes water from the stream, directly from the stream, that's been blessed by the priest there also. I used to use that first off with my kids when they were little, when they got sick, and I swear to you, they got healed very quickly. I used to also send a bottle of this water to folks that I worked with before I started this show that had negative energy in their house, and they reported back of just the negative energy being lifted and feeling so good. And one guy even sent me a gold dollar that was passed down through his family because he was so touched by what I sent. So I think that's beautiful, and I think it's a great part of the mission, and we're going to just put that as part of it going forward. And so now we're going to bring on our guest, Greg Keen, and you can donate. The links are on the show page, also the PayPal. And if you have already donated, could you do me a favor and send me a quick message on Facebook? Give me your area code, please. I know some folks have already, and you're on the phones. If you could do that, I'll make sure I got you there. And again, if you donate, we're guaranteed to bring you up for a 10-minute reading. If you absolutely can't donate, stay on the phone lines, and we'll try to work in as many people as possible. Okay? And coming up after this will be Kendra, brand new guest, psychic medium. She'll be live on Facebook as well herself, so I'll go ahead and sign off of Facebook. But okay. So let me go to my phone lines here, and let's bring in our guest here tonight, Greg King, to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, thank you, Mike. How you doing?
All right. How are things in Lilydale?
Lilydale's just really hectic. They got things going on in every venue on the grounds. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of classes, a lot of seminars. Been really interesting, and it's a very good summer.
Well, great, great. A lot of people out there, and that's great. You know, people, it's you know, I talked about Lourdes, France, but, you know, Lilydale is a spiritual center as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's a vortex of energy and a spiritual center, and it's really a wonderful place to be. I love being here in the summers and enjoying it. Winter gets a little rough. They really have winter. But the energy that's here in the summer and that, and even in the winter you feel the energy, but it's really a wonderful feeling.
Well, great, great, great. That's wonderful. Let's jump to some calls here and see if we can get as many people as possible into the show tonight. How's that sound, Greg?
All right. Sounds great.
Okay, let's go, and we'll take our first caller, and let's bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome from Mexico.
Thank you, Michael, and I'm so grateful, Greg, you diagnosed my leaking sink. And I'm sorry I said no, you were totally right, my sink was leaking.
Really? Oh.
Yes, it totally was. And the reason why I didn't believe, I just changed this rubber gasket that goes from the PZC into the stucco wall maybe 5 months ago, if that. And so it shouldn't
really?
Have leaked. So I'm so glad you told me, yes. But my question tonight...
Well, I'm
tonight,
glad you found it. I'm glad that worked
yes,
out then.
Yes, thank you. Now, I want to switch from plumbing to Harley-Davidson, okay?
All right.
So I'm trying to decide if I want to bring my Harley from Alaska, ship it to Alaska to Mexico. Do you see a problem with that?
No, I don't see a problem with that. The thing I feel there is I want to copy all the paperwork, and I want to double any paperwork you have pertaining to the Harley and pertaining to any of the shipping. I want to double the paperwork and have copies of it. I see you having
Good.
Somebody lose paperwork along the way.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. And what do you see, if anything, for how my business, well, I like my new business, and do you see it being successful financially?
I see it being successful financially, but I want to say give it a little more time to really advance because I feel like it's going to take a little longer than what you'd like it to for that aspect.
Exactly. 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 That's what I'm thinking, too. It's got to take off.
And the other energy I felt there, too, would you recognize you debate the idea about having the Harley, but you also have been looking at the idea of having the smaller bike that you were thinking of it as, I don't know if I'd term it a moped, but I would say a fair-sized scooter that you were thinking at times about also having.
I was thinking about almost like a street dirt bike. And like, I would never be caught dead on a moped. No, but or a scooter, but I'm like, after riding 1,200 cc's, I'm not going to ride a pup bike. But I did think about a sport bike, just buying one here instead of shipping mine down. But that's not cool like a Harley is.
Yeah. Well, I see the Harley, and I see having it shipped down. But the feeling I get with you, there's something else going on that would be off-road, and I thought it would be a lighter bike. It wouldn't be as heavy as a Harley.
Oh, yeah, because mine's 635 pounds.
Yeah, I see something lighter than that, and I feel
cool.
Like you really enjoy it, but I feel like it's an off-road, on-road bike, and I feel you'd be able to utilize that and really enjoy it.
Yeah, that does make sense. My Harley's hard to start.
You got a few spots down there that you could be riding that would be the on-off-road style, because I feel your Harley would be a little hard to maneuver on some of those dirt roads.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go in the dirt at all with it, no. Mm-hmm. You go down, slide down the gravel. I've already been down 7 times. I'm not going to make it 8, but I got an engine guard. And I always just hang on like a horse, fucking horse. So I'm good. Okay, one more question, and I'll let you go to the next person. I'm like, I've gone down a few times, but I always hung on like a bucking horse and never have gotten hurt, because that's my angels watching out for me. But my neighbor is thinking about picking a partner in his business to expand what he's doing. One man is American, one man is Mexican. Do you see him, Alejandro, choosing the Mexican or the American to do better financially and career-wise?
I have a feeling here he'd do better career-wise with the Mexican.
Okay.
Would you understand, I feel the one from America really would not work as hard.
Okay, that makes sense, totally.
I see the other one working very hard and very diligent about making sure things are not only in order, but kept in order.
That's good to know. Good to know. It's a beer. It's something to do with beer. He's a beer salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, okay. Okay, and so one more question. Okay, before you saw this man, I'm still thinking in my mind, I have been told medical. And I'm just wondering if this future guy in my love life is going to be someone I meet through a doctor appointment.
I don't see that. I see meeting him through other friendships. I see him as a very together person. I feel very calm about his energy.
Yes, exactly. That's what you said. I'm sure that's true. Right on. Well, you guys have a wonderful night and enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You take care now.
No, I can't wait to go tell my neighbor. The Mexican rules. Yay. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Have a good night. Take care, you two. Talk to you later, I'm sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'll try not to accidentally call you, Lisa. Okay. sometimes your hands can slip on your phone. And next thing you know, Greg, you're calling someone up.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, and I had a spoke to a lady on the earlier show. Her name is Bernadette, and I think she said she is or already did make a private appointment with you. So you'll be hearing from her. So, she's looking forward to that, Bernadette. Okay, let's go to area code 479. Welcome to the show, Heather. Thanks for your support.
Appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Hi, Heather. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I was calling just to see in general what Spirit is saying that I need to be paying attention to about work, about life, all of that.
Well, there's two things with work environment that I'm seeing you a bit frustrated on, because I'm seeing you stepping back and feeling like there's some people there that are supposedly managing or in power of things that in reality, they don't have any idea what they're doing. And I feel they're making decisions that are just really flubbing things up. And I'm seeing you stepping back and really not getting as wound about that as you normally would have, because I feel you'd normally get pretty disturbed over it. And now I see you stepping back from it, and it's like, you know what? Whenever they mess up, they mess up. And I'm not going to get sucked in to the drama there, because there's a bunch of drama going on, and I'm just seeing you sitting back and doing the job.
Yes. Okay. How can I be successful in that type of environment?
I see you being successful because what I feel is you're being the observer and you're not getting into the political part of it, because I see some political stuff going on that you don't need to be in the middle of.
Okay.
And I feel another energy with you. You've been thinking about your private life and where you're living, and there's been a little debate recently that you've actually had thoughts about not living where you're living.
Okay. Yes and no.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm on the fence of just figuring out what...
Well, I kept seeing you emotionally back and forth on it, and I feel like there's a job shift you're going to make that's going to be an advancement. And as the advancement occurs, then I see you looking at the idea of where do I want to be in residency, because I could see you making a change.
Okay. Okay.
Good feeling. I think you can do very well.
All right. Any individuals in spirit that have been wanting to say anything to me or anything?
I feel
the
woman's
anything?
Presence on the spirit side that's with you, and I feel with her. When she passed away, she said to me, she fought the idea of being sick and fought it very hard, but she reached a point at the end of acceptance where she realized in herself that it's like, what in the world am I fighting and why am I fighting? And I feel like she reached that point of acceptance and let go. And I feel she went, in the end, quite peacefully.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Because I see her watching over you, and I felt very comfortable with her energy. I felt very peace about it.
Yes, very much so.
And she watches over you, and it's a really nice feeling to know that you have the bond there and that she takes care of things for you and will. And it's quite nice. I feel very at ease there with that.
Good, good, good. Good, good, good. Anything else? Or
yes, I see a gentleman in spirit with you that he's talking about you making changes. Would you recognize, not that it's a have to as of the moment, but you've been having thoughts about changing an automobile?
Okay.
Because I see a shift with a car and making a change in an automobile, and I could see it being a better energy. And I felt much calmer with it then. You're going to be more at peace.
Okay. Okay.
Good feeling around you.
Good, good, good. Well, so I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing.
You're on the right path there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, if there's not anything else, I appreciate your time. If you're not picking
I couldn't hear what you last said.
Oh, I was going to say, is there anything to be an observer at work?
Yes. Be the observer at work and allow yourself to step aside from it. And I see the managers, they throw people under the bus because they don't want to take responsibility for what they did.
Woo. Yes, indeed. Right.
And that's going to be coming to a head, and it's going to be recognized more.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck with that, there.
Okay, well, I appreciate it so much, Gregory.
You're welcome, hon. God bless you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for your call there. Appreciate you. And, Greg, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, phone number would be 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529. That'd be the phone number to reach me. If they'd like to reach me on the Internet, that'd be www.revgregorykeehn.com.
Okay, very good. And now we're going to go to upstate New York and bring in Diana to the show.
Hi, this is Diana. And
hi, Diana.
I live upstate. I'm about probably an hour and a half south near Allenville area. I'll get up there next summer. I'm having some serious surgery next week with cancer in Maryland and a resection, and my boyfriend kind of flaked out about 2 weeks ago, said he was going to visit his son, and I don't know if he's coming back, and I don't know if he's going to be here, and he was homeless, and I kind of like feel like abandoned because I've helped him for the last year, even when he really has had much to give, you know? So,
I feel with the boyfriend energy is you've already gone through a lot of problems with that. And that's something there that you're now at a point of realizing you're needing to focus on taking care of you. And you, for a while, were taking care of him. And I feel it really cost you not only energy, but to some degree it was money too. And I feel an energy from him that's very narcissistic. Where he's at is where he's at. He's there for him. He's not there for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that you're reaching a point in yourself of stepping back enough now to just not get sucked in bit of drama that has been there, and I could see an energy with him of wanting to come back. He has a key to your place?
No, and I'm concerned about that because I applied for Social Security disability. I have, you know, concerns that, you know, he left me in this mess, and it's like I gave him everything I possibly could. How do you leave a person with cancer? And I'm afraid he's going to come back after I'm recovering, and you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if the Social Security is going to be approved or not, but is he waiting for that and the house to sell? I don't know.
Well, I feel an energy there of you having the disability there. I feel you're going to get it, and I see it as coming through for you that you're going to be fine. I just feel the energy around you has been frustrating with all the stuff happening.
Very stressful. Yeah.
And I see you becoming more calm with everything there. I don't see it staying the same. I think there's going to be a move forward emotionally, and I see you being a lot more at peace with things. Remember something.
Mm-hmm.
He wants what he wants, and it doesn't matter what anybody else needs. It matters what he wants. And
right.
Then recently you caught him lying to you about things because I feel like you were at one point feeling there's someone else he has interest in and that he's been communicating with.
I just felt that, you know, when you love someone, you don't have to think about it. You know what I'm saying? You're just there
right.
for them. I don't know.
Right.
You know,
and that's where I feel with you, that he's not there for you and that you're needing to reach your point emotionally. Basically, enough's enough, and you're not going to allow him to be in your life and be disruptive to you. And I feel there's times you feel sorry for him, but he turns it around on you at times and puts it back in your lap and says, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm fine. And it's like putting it on you. And I feel like it isn't yours to be put upon. And I feel the energy there. It's really been very sad to you to look at him at times and think, wait a minute, you know, I've tried to instill trust in him and faith in him, and he's been proving himself wrong.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because I give 110%, and I think that he would have been appreciative, well, contributed to leave me with no AC, and I'm going to come back here with my guts, you know, redone. And, you know, I just think, who does that? And now he's sending me all love messages and all of that because I'm afraid he's not going to come back.
Well, the
you
whole
know,
thing is this, Derek. He wants to make sure the door is open so he has opportunity to come back and stay there because you certainly don't gain from his presence being there. He gains from your presence. And I feel like you're going to reach a point where you're not going to put up with his presence in the games he plays. And I feel you're getting really closer to that now. And it's going to be an easier energy for you to step away from him and really be done. Because you're at a point right now where, yes, you're feeling weak and vulnerable, but on another level, he didn't do that before he left, but now all of a sudden, he's going to be this wonderful guy. And I feel that's really something that you know is not right and not truthful.
Right. And to go through this stress right before surgery, my surgery is Tuesday, and I'm concerned how that's going to come out as well, you know, from all the stress, so.
Well, I see the surgery coming out good. I don't see a problem with surgery. I feel the energy with you of just really being strong enough emotionally that I'm not going to put up with the negativity and allow that to go on. I'm seeing you really being at a point now where I'm done being used. I'm just plain done being used.
Right. You have any messages from beyond?
Well, I feel a lady on the spirit side of life with you. I feel very motherly, nurturing energy. And I see her happy with you. And she said, you needed the surgery. The surgery is absolutely necessary. And I want to get things done out of the way. And I feel like you're going to feel 1,000% better once you get him out of your life, and once you have the surgery done, I think you'll be amazed how much better you're going to feel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary being alone, but yep, that's true. It's true.
But yeah. I see you doing a lot better with the balance in your life and not have all the turmoil, because that's really been getting to you.
It really has, and it's kind of funny that he disappeared after my house sale fell through, and you know, and he realized that it was going to be difficult, that it's going to be a 2 or 3 month recovery and stuff. So he could have at any point chosen to go and visit his children. He has nowhere to go. He's homeless, so he's, you know, oh, I'm going to go to a shelter, I'm going to do this. Okay, fine. God bless you. Do what you need to do.
Well, I feel you're going to reach a point now where there isn't any need to have the communication and what's going on, and you reach a point where you're now focused on you and taking care of you, period.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel the need to be, is you just take care of you.
Yep. Well, I appreciate speaking with you, and someday maybe I'll get up to next summer, if I'm okay, get up and see all you guys up there.
Well, we'll send you some healing. I'll put you on the healing list. Let me have your name.
Diana Walsh.
Diana Walsh. Okay. I will get you on the healing list here. And when is your surgery scheduled for?
It's at the National Institute of Health. It's on Tuesday morning. I'm flying down, which is another thing. I have a fear of flying, so this is a big step for me. I have to fly by myself on Sunday. And I had paid for him to go with me, but, you know, I'm going by myself. My family's going to be there.
I see things working good for you, and I see you being more at peace with that, and I see the surgery coming out very, very good for you. So I don't feel a concern energy there. I don't feel any concern. There's no need to be concerned.
And financially, it should be okay, hopefully, in a couple of months.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good
so
luck
much.
With everything there.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless, hon. You take care.
Bye.
Alrighty, we definitely send Diana prayers and healing energy. All the listeners will, I know they will. And we're here with Reverend Gregory Keene from Lilydale. And Greg is here every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time here on Journey into the Light. And if you want to speak to Greg, call into the show at 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's go next to Florida. And Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, good. Thank you. The reason I was calling today is the past 2 years, I've really had a lot of turmoil. I've lost 2 very, very close people to me. I've gone through 5 surgeries, and I just beat cancer, and I'm still healing. However, I just know my life is just taking a different turn, and I'm wanting to know if those people that are passive have anything to say to me, as well as where my life is headed, because I just feel like things are changing, but I'm not sure the direction I'm supposed to go in, and I just want to make the best of the rest of my life now that I've conquered these things that I've gone through.
Well, the energy I feel with you is what you've already been through has really been a pretty amazing journey, and I'm seeing you doing more and doing better with that, because I see letting go of the past. In the past, you'd have gone along with things that you really look back at and realize, I don't need to, want to, or desire to go along with any of those things again. And I feel the changes you're making are actually quite wonderful. And I feel that you're taking those steps in that direction, and I feel healing, and I feel balance, and I'm seeing you doing a lot better. So I feel with you, what you've been through is a learning part of your life. It's a lesson you've learned, you've gained, you've grown. And I see you now coming through this and actually doing quite well. So I don't feel anything negative about it. I feel it's an experience for you to really bring happiness and calmness in your life, as well as the idea that you have also sifted through a lot of energies of people and have found yourself now stepping aside and not being involved in or being torn by all the energy of feeling you have to help, you have to give, you have to commit. You don't have to. It's not yours. It's not a need for you to do so.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And that's the energy that's shifting.
Yeah, because the thing is like I'm thinking of moving in the future, and trying to even possibly start my own business or buy a house I'm not sure which direction, but I know both things are very important to me. And
I see you making the changes and buying a home. I've seen you having a nice home to be in and be very comfortable. And I see the security that you've needed. And I see that working for you really very well. And I feel more calmness of you being at peace in that process. I think that's going to make a huge difference for you.
Okay. Now, do any of the people that have passed, do they have anything that they want to say?
Well, you have two ladies on the spirit side of life that love you very much and watch over you. And I feel the energy there of the healing energy of working with you, because one lady died of cancer, and I see her with you and supportive of you. And she's showing me that you're going to make it just fine, because you've had that drive internally to set your mind and to move forward. And I feel like that's been such a good energy for you to take that time and do that. You really needed it.
Okay, well.
And you're bringing more of a calmness to your life now than what you had in the past.
Oh, yeah. I had to take all the drama out. I just refused to deal with any drama or anything. I the only drama I want to deal with is, you know, if my son needs something, you know, that's it. I don't want to deal with, you know, the craziness of my previous chapter, should I say.
Well, I feel the chapters before are over, they're gone, they're done, and you're not going through it anymore. And I feel the energy there that you're letting go of the past and you're really moving forward more. Because you had a period of time there that was incredibly draining to go through what you had.
For sure.
And that's a shift of energy for you that you're making a decision in. And I see you now regrouping spiritually, because you're not allowing yourself to be torn by the negativity and the energy that other people were really being in. And you're now realizing that you don't want to be in it, and you're not going to allow yourself to be in it.
Correct.
And
yeah.
Remember, a short time ago, you had someone from your past attempting to reconnect with you that's a very negative energy and was incredibly draining to you when they were in your life.
Yeah, that's true. And I cut them off.
And I feel good you cut them off. I see them trying to return and trying to connect with you in a deeper way again. And you not need the problems there.
Yeah. Do you see anybody coming into my future? Someone, you know, for love life, I guess you could say.
I see you having a love life in the future. I see you having someone that's very sincere and very together. And I feel like that's coming in. And I feel an energy. They've been through some rough times in their life, but they spiritually have evolved and really understood so many reasons why they had gone through what they had. And I see that making such a difference to bring the calmness in.
That sounds good. Thank you.
I see you
so
being
much.
More at peace.
That's what I want.
You're welcome there.
I want peace so bad.
I'll put you on the healing list, and we'll send some energy your way for healing and get you moving on the idea of getting your energy back and regaining your health.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. Take care, Christina. And we want to go next and go up to beautiful state of Montana, Greg, and bring in Maggie to the show. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. How are you?
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Well, I get things
really?
Working better for you emotionally. You went through a period of time there that was incredibly draining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like when you were speaking to the other woman. It was like you were speaking to me. I was like, wow. Yeah,
well,
I think
you've gone through a lot in an emotional manner, and I'm seeing you regrouping now and really getting your life into a calmer space and not have all that energy hitting you the way it was. And that's just huge for you to have the calmness.
Yes, it is. It's very different. Very different.
I see it much better and much easier, and to not have all the turmoil.
Yes. I moved away from it, is what I did.
Good.
Yes.
And you've been having some thoughts recently that there's some connections to the past, that there's certain people I would term positive energies that you would still communicate with, but there's some other energies there that were actually very negative energies, and that you step back enough now that I'm not going to allow myself to reconnect in that energy at all.
Right. Nope, I will not. Yeah, I'm not interested. I mean, yeah, friends, and that's it. But, yeah, no. Never in person again. No. Nope. Don't want any part of it.
Well, I feel very good with where you're at and how you're dealing with it. And I see it as being a nice change that you're going to be a lot more relaxed in.
Okay. Yeah, and you see that working out?
Yes, I see a very positive energy there. I just see it as a matter of timing to bring the balance in you really want to have.
Right now. And, you know, it's like, okay, when's the boom? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm so accustomed to.
Well, I see you doing that and getting it settled, because I just see you looking at things now and it's like, I don't need to have the negativity and a disruptiveness that for a while there you were experiencing. There's just no need.
Yes.
And I see that bringing a lot more peace to you than what you're used to.
Yes, I do. I have a lot of peace now. And like I said, I am content.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering what, you know, you saw in spirit or they had any messages or anything like that.
I see spirit around you helping you. And I feel at times you've been feeling a presence where you're recognizing them, and they're coming through loud and clear for you at times where you're sensing their presence. You're realizing they're right there for you.
I think sometimes, like, when I hear the music and, you know, that reminds me of certain people, and I do acknowledge them and I do say hi.
Yes. Well, not only that, but I feel an energy with you in your own home.
Uh-huh.
You had an experience a short time ago of smelling smoke, and it was there for a moment and gone, and you were like looking around thinking, well, I don't have anything burning.
Yeah, could be.
Because I see that as, that's an American Indian with you, and they were smudging your home, and they were smudging the energy around you to bring the peace and the healing.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. That's really cool, because I did some missionary work on a reservation. But at that time, I was plagued with migraine headaches every single day that I was there.
Well, I see this Indian male as a healer, and he's working with you, and he's wanting to bring peace to your heart and to your mind, because sometimes you start thinking about things, and you get more worried about it than people would ever know.
Right. You're right. I do. I think, you know, I do. And, you know, it's just a matter of trying to change my thinking, because I don't want to attract that, you know,
well,
the laws of attraction.
Yeah, you're aware of the idea of manifesting, and in what way are you manifesting, and do you manifest in a way that's going to bring the harmony, or are you manifesting in a way that brings in the fear?
Right, and I don't want that. I don't want that anymore.
Right.
So
I think you're doing very well with that. I think you're bringing a balance to your life that you really needed.
Yes, I've needed it for a long time. Long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I decided to come way across country by myself and leave. I have no family and no friends. And here, I mean, you know, except for very few. Maybe one that I only speak to on the phone. But, and that's why.
Well, I see you bringing balance back to your life, and I'm seeing you having some new people that would be a loving, caring energy that you would enjoy. And it's certainly going to bring you the harmony that you've been desiring to have.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think one of my questions is, I would like to be doing more work in the metaphysical in a way of healing, and I'd like to know how to get into that and do that.
Well, I see you being in a development circle where you could sit in a circle and they deal with mediumship as well as healing, and I could see developing that more and allowing that to be a part of your life in the future more.
Yes, I would love to do that. And that's what I was doing on the reservation, was praying for healing, you know, over people. And I really, really liked it. And I would really, really love to do that.
Well, I feel being
in
involved
health.
In that. I see being involved in that, and not only is it a help to other people, but it's a help to you, and you regain the balance in your own health, but you're also helping others regain a balance in theirs.
Yes, yes. That's true. That's very true. Very true.
That's what I've seen you coming to, is that inner knowing and recognition of it, that you're allowing that to occur, and it's not a debate going on. It's a trusting level of what you really feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Interesting.
I think it's working nicely. I just feel with you sometimes you're not always feeling the trust energy there, that it'll all be in harmony.
I guess it's because what I'm accustomed to, you know?
Yes. You've been accustomed to the negativity, and I'm seeing now, realizing you're deserving having the harmony, and you're setting forth the intent and energy to have the harmony and the calmness, and bringing not only healing to yourself, but to others around you.
Yes. And you know, it's funny because the person that I'm with, in a relationship with now, I feel is my twin flame. And whenever he has health issues, it's almost like we could be apart during the day. And I pick up and I start getting whatever he's got going on. And then his subsides and I have it.
Well, that's where I feel an energy with you, that you're learning to feel and be aware, yes, but not allow it to take over, in a sense that you're like a sponge and you're absorbing all those energy that you don't need to be involved in. When you feel something, you should feel it enough to recognize it, and you pray about it, and it goes away.
I just learned, and I need to learn how to deal with that, because I've never had that before. I mean, I had it on the reservation for moments, and I would recognize it, and, oh, okay, this is what's going on with that person, and I would get the actual physical feeling of what was wrong with them or what happened in their life, and I would see pictures. And then it went away. But here it's like completely different.
It's beginning to come back to you, that you're recognizing it, and it's meaningful, and it's something that can be given to you in a way that's really a blessing.
Yes, right. And I have to learn. I really just have to learn, and I really would like a mentor.
Well, I feel you're going to find that, because I see a group of people you're going to be working with that I feel very good about. And I feel it's going to work for you in a really positive manner.
Okay. And do you see how I'm going to find that? Is it online, or
I have
I'm
a feeling you're going to look in, you know, meetups and things like that, and find a group that's near you in a geographic manner that's not too far away.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you. Same to you. And thank you for
take care,
what
there.
You do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for your support for the mission. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You too, Michael.
All righty. And Greg, how again do people reach you for private sessions?
They'd like to reach me for a private session. If they'd like to communicate by computer, the www.rev, R-E-V, Gregory Keane, K-E-H-N, gregorykeen.com. That'd be one of the ways to reach me. That'd be gregorykeen.com. And the other way would be to call a phone number, which would be 716-595-3529. That'd be 716-595-3529. And you can reach me in that more in that mode, and you'll be reaching my secretary, and my secretary will take care of making appointments for you.
All righty. Very good. Well, Greg, have a great weekend up there in Lilydale. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you back here next Thursday.
All righty. Take care now. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Greg. Bye-bye. All righty. That's Reverend Gregory King to the show. Okay, folks, we got one more show to come here. Kendra will be joining us live the first time on Journey into the Light. So everybody, please redial. She should be also live on Facebook in a matter of minutes. And I'll be posting that on my Facebook page so you all can join that too. And we'll see you here in just a minute or two. Thanks for listening, everybody, and participating. Much love.